next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hey, it's been a while.
2 weeks. Not too long.
It feels like a long time because...
I know.
Well, has it been 2 weeks?
Yes, we took off the week of Thanksgiving, and then we took off the week after. Oh, well, yes.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It is. And you blink, and it's Christmas.
Oh, my.
I know.
Gotta get those packages out. Do you have to send anything?
I don't have to send anything, but, like, have you done your Christmas shopping?
Yeah, I just have, I think, 2 more people to shop for, and those people are local, so I could just shop the day before. And
really? You want to shop for me? Because I haven't done any of mine.
Oh, my. The only reason why I had to do it is because I actually went with my fiance's family to Disney.
Yes, you did.
And I brought all the presents with me, so I was, like, out of my hands and done.
That's good. Smart cookie over there. But yeah, so we're going to talk about your trip to Disney this past week and the new ride, Rise of the Resistance, as well as, you know, it's called Theme Parks and Rec. So that includes recreational activities, which includes the cruise that I just came off of. So I'll just highlight a couple things on that.
I'm very excited to hear.
I mean, just wait until you... I mean,
okay.
I went by myself. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, it was a big party. But
I mean, it gives people a chance to hear, to see that it's okay to go on vacations by yourself.
Yes, and it's wonderful. But we'll get into that in a minute. But let's go through some of the news that has come down in the last couple weeks since we've been off. So the Walt Disney World, they have a photo pass. It's 15th anniversary.
Yes.
My gosh, I can't believe it's already been 15 years.
I know, 2004. I was like, wait,
that's 15 years ago? Oh, it is. Yeah, and everybody's like, hey, you know, what's the best of the decade? I'm like, what are you talking about decade? They're like, 2020? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. It's not like 1990, mm-hmm. you know, to 1980, you know. The
people,
20s are weird.
You know, people keep still saying, oh, 20 years ago was the 80s, but it wasn't.
It was not. 20 years ago were the 90s.
The end of the 90s.
The millennium. Oh, my God. Were you old enough to know about that? How people were taking money out of their bank accounts?
Yeah, my
parents
told me. Isn't that sad? I have to say my parents told me about it.
I feel really old now. Moving on. Let's talk about the PhotoPass 15th anniversary.
So at Epcot, they have photo opportunities to help celebrate the 15-year anniversary. From now until January 6th, they have some things at night that you can do in front of the ball.
Ooh.
But not right in front of them because they have a lot of construction going on, but right behind.
Okay. Optical illusion.
Yes. And so they also mentioned that in 2020, they'll have more opportunities to just keep an eye on the Disney blog and tune in here to see what they're going to add. But right now, it's just Epcot.
Okay. So if you're a fan of getting your photos taken at the parks... Keep that in mind. New attractions, Hollywood Studios. We've been talking about this for a while. Mickey's and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
It's a mouthful.
Runaway Railway. Is this? We didn't have this date yet.
No, it's brand new. The week that Rise of Resistance opened, which was last week,
right?
They announced all this stuff.
Oh, so it's opening March 4th, 2020. I'm so excited. That's right around
the
corner.
I know. I'm so very excited. It took the place of the Great Movie Ride.
Right.
And then the Mickey Shorts Theater, also opening in Hollywood Studios, is also opening March 2020. So Mickey is just all over Hollywood Studios.
Where is that going to be?
This one I am not too sure about.
I hadn't heard of it yet.
I am not too sure where it's located. I just know it's opening up.
Awesome. And then Epcot, I've been really waiting for this one. Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, opening summer 2020. I'm so excited. I love that movie so much.
It's so cute. I went on it at Disneyland Paris.
Oh, you did?
Yes, but a lot of it was in French, so I'm not fluent in French.
You had no idea what they were saying?
Yeah, nope. But they did have some English in it as well, but this one, it's a trackless ride.
Okay.
So they have this, like, it's like magnetic.
Oh, wow.
The way it moves, it's crazy, but it's awesome how immersive it is. So I'm excited for it to open in the Epcot in the France Pavilion.
Awesome. Regal Eagle Smokehouse in America Pavilion opening this winter.
Yes. And that's this one. I was thinking, okay, maybe
that's
next winter.
Yeah.
That's right now.
And then Space 2020 restaurant in Future World opening this winter, which is where this winter. So anytime between now and March.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it crazy?
They've been doing some stuff on the down low.
Right? The construction hasn't been in your face.
No, it hasn't. And then opening January 17th, 2020, they've got three other things opening.
Yeah, they have the videos. These are attractions that are like the 360.
Okay.
They have Awesome Planet, which is going to be in the Land Pavilion, which is, you know, where Soarin' is in that second level. So you walk into the Land Pavilion, you immediately are all on the second floor,
level,
and then you have to take the elevator or stairs or escalator down to Soarin'. It's on the second floor. It's where that Circle of Life show was.
Cool.
It's also just a visual, not any live actors or anything. Then there's Beauty and the Beast Sing-Along, which is coming to the France Pavilion. A France Pavilion's getting a lot.
Yeah.
And then Canada Far and Wide in Circle Vision 3. So that's the 360, so all around you in the Canada Pavilion. That used to be hosted by Martin Short.
Oh, that's right.
But now it's not hosted by Martin Short anymore.
Marty.
Sorry, Martin.
I love Marty Short. His autobiography was really good, by the way. I love Martin Short. Huge fan.
Good one.
Disney Springs.
Yes.
What is this?
You know the Cirque du Soleil?
Yes.
This is the name of it now. They announced the name.
Was it La Nuba that was there?
Yeah.
They have a new show that's going to be coming for previews in March 2020. March 20 of 2020.
Yes.
A lot of twos and zeros
called
there.
Called Drawn to Life.
Which
is a Disney twist to it. So it's still the Cirque du Soleil stunts.
Right.
But it's going to be Disney themed.
Okay.
Right?
I need to see that. And the grand opening
tickets are available right now. That's
really
how soon it is happening.
All right. Guess what we're doing when we're done recording.
Getting tickets.
Yeah. And the grand opening is April 17th of 2020, which is crazy to think that that's like 2 weeks away. 2020. Wow. Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser opening 2021. What is this?
Disney Springs? Not Disney Springs. Not under Disney Springs.
Oh, sorry.
It's under Walt Disney World, but it is the immersive
resort that's coming. The role-playing resort.
Yes. So where it's kind of like a cruise on land.
Right.
But they want to make it seem like it is a space
cruiser. You're in space.
You're in space doing this. So I'm shocked that it's opening 2021, but when we were there last week, we drove by it, and it looks...
It's getting there.
I mean, the bones are there. You could see the foundation and all of it, and it's like, okay, so this could move a lot faster than we thought.
Wow. That's exciting.
Isn't it crazy?
And then they're opening something else, like, right now.
Right now, this week. The Riviera Resort.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is a European-themed resort, which it also is part of Disney Vacation Club.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm remembering where this is now.
Yeah,
yes.
They have the murals in there. Oh, gorgeous. They have one that's Tangle-themed.
Really?
Yes.
I love Tangled.
I need to eat at that restaurant. The restaurant that I was telling you about, how at D23 Expo, they were talking about how it was like Colors of the Wind.
At the Riviera restaurant?
Yeah.
Or at the resort?
Yeah.
They have a restaurant? Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know what?
I'm mind blown about how much was talked about.
I know.
And how soon it's happening. Because you think about it and they talk about it, but you're like, okay, years down the line.
No. Right now.
Next week.
I know. It's crazy. All right. So just a little bit up. I-4, Universal Orlando, Grinchmas, and Christmas in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter now through December 29th.
Yep.
And this is an epic character race, a 5K and a 10K. I'm out.
you can still do it.
February 1st through 2nd, where you can encounter Minions from Despicable Me, Blue the Velociraptor from Jurassic World, Shrek and his friends, Autobots and Decepticons from Transformers and more. And until Chris Pratt is something that you can run into.
What if he was? Didn't sign up?
Well, I think they might promote it. If he was.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum, imagine.
Oh, wow.
Him coming out.
Yeah.
No promises. We're just throwing
No, we're just, I'm just saying if Chris Pratt was scheduled to be there, I'd sign up for the 5K. But so it looks like they're doing a race through the park.
Yes.
Registration now open, $82 per person plus tax at universalorlando.com/runninguniversal. So kind of taken a page out of the Walt Disney World book where they have all the princess races and all those things. You can now do it through the Universal Orlando parks, which sounds really cool. If you're a runner, this is fun. I'm not a runner. Mm-hmm. I'll be there to cheer you on.
But that's what I mean, about the runs at Disney and Universal. When you're running, you could stop and meet the characters, catch your breath a little. I think that's what's cool about
it. Or when you're walking fast.
Or walking fast. You don't have to run. You could walk and meet the characters along the way. So that's also really cool to look forward to. To the next mile. Yeah. Get to the next couple steps to meet the Minions.
I did the Gasparilla Distance Classic 5K last year. That was my first and last time doing it. I was like, I'm so bored.
They didn't have meet and greets.
They didn't, but still, I was like, I'm so bored, and my feet hurt, and what's for lunch?
Yeah. So all these things running.
All those things running. That was the only thing running through my mind during that race. Legoland Florida, they have a ticket deal going on now through December 31st. You buy one single day ticket to use between now and December 31st. Oh, wait, sorry. Yes. And get a free return ticket to use between January 1st through February 29th. So come now and come again later.
Yeah. All the fun.
Yeah. And then there's a special deal for kids.
Yes. We talked about this last time. Kids go for free. Free child's ticket with the purchase of an adult ticket. And you get to visit a participating Subway restaurant to get the coupon now until December 31st. Now, don't ask me, but I don't know if you could do both the deals.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that'll eliminate you from the...
Buy one, pretty much get one.
Yeah.
And the kids go free. Don't know if you can do both.
Okay.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
No, it doesn't hurt. And then Holidays presented by Hallmark. How many holiday Hallmark movies have you watched yet?
The big zero.
Me too.
I don't watch Hallmark movies.
Oh, you don't? I do.
I don't. My mom probably has seen...
You know when I watch them is when like that one station runs the Christmas story like 24 hours a day around Christmas and I'm like, I don't need to see it again. That's when I'll flip over to Hallmark and watch Christmas.
On Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Okay. TBS.
Oh, okay.
TBS shows the Christmas story. Yeah. 24 hours of Christmas. But I watch it. I love A Christmas Story.
Really?
That's the only day I watch it during the holiday.
Not my favorite, but I do love a good Hallmark movie on Christmas Day. But
Fragile.
What?
Do you remember that?
No.
Oh. Well, the dad has the lamp.
Oh, yes.
And on it, he's like, it's French. Fragile.
That's funny.
Or Italian. I'm not sure. But I just know he says that.
Holidays presented by Hallmark, November 29th through 30th and December 1st, 7th. Well, yeah, December 14th through 15th, 20th through 31st at Legoland, Florida. And then SeaWorld Orlando also celebrating their Christmas celebration now through December 31st.
Yeah.
And Busch Gardens Christmas Town running. And there's a tree on Iron Gwazi?
Yeah, the new coaster that's opening.
Oh, yes.
In the spring.
Spring 2020, which is like a couple
someone
months.
Put a Christmas tree up there.
That's cool.
It's very, very tall.
I wouldn't have wanted to be the one to decorate. but that's open now through January 6th, so go check that out. I went, and it was super fun. It got you into the holiday spirit.
And you were in the chilly side.
Yeah,
too.
It was very cold. It was opening weekend. It was, like, very cold. So it was good, though. It was fun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now coming to the main event.
I don't know if we want to call it the main event, but okay.
Hey, I want to hear all about your cruise.
So I had some vacation time to burn, and I really hadn't taken a vacation all year other than, you know, going to visit a couple family members, and that's not really vacation when you think about it. I mean, it's fun, but it's not vacation.
It's a little stressful.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. So I was trying to find friends to go on a cruise, and, you know, it's either people have time to burn or they are holding it because they need it for the holidays. So I decided that I was just going to go on a cruise by myself. And some people thought I was crazy. I was like, I think I'm the most brilliant person in the world. I've got a lot of hubris, you know. So I took a week's cruise on the Norwegian Breakaway. And it went to Tortola, the St. Thomas, British Virgin, U.S. Virgin Islands, and their private island in the Bahamas. So it was 3 days at port, basically 4 days at sea. And I love the sea days. So it was, I was like, okay, I could do this.
Because you even treat the port days like sea days.
Well, yes. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but I ended up staying on the boat the whole time.
Okay.
I
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Because if you stay on the boat's quiet.
Yes.
Because everybody else is off the boat. So I enjoyed that. But anyway, so went out of Port Canaveral and I've never been on Norwegian. I've been on Disney a couple times and I've been on a Royal Caribbean. And I love the Disney cruises, but they can be very expensive, especially if you're trying to go by yourself. But Norwegian, and I was not aware of this until I asked around, they have solo cruiser cabins. So you don't have to pay double occupancy to be on the ship.
And did you feel like it was enough space in the cabin?
It was perfect amount of space. It's probably the size of this room,
okay,
to be honest. And there was a sink, and there was a stand-up shower, and there was a little bathroom closet, toilet closet, and a full-size bed. And it was perfect. And it was an inside... I'd never been in an inside stateroom. I'd been very lucky to either have an ocean view or a balcony before. And I wasn't sure how I was going to feel with no windows or anything, you know, if I would get seasick or what. It was perfect because you had no idea what time it was. So in the morning, you woke up and you're like, what time is it? And it's like 10 a.m. And you're like, yes, I'm on vacation. Yes. I slept in. So yeah, it was perfect amount of space. You know, and it kind of encouraged me not to spend a lot of time in my room either because there wasn't a lot in the room, mm-hmm, and a lot of space. But I didn't feel cramped at all. I had no claustrophobia or anything like that. So it was great. Getting on the ship was super easy. Like I had no issues. You know, got on the ship, had lunch. There are about 4,000 people on the ship. I didn't feel like it was overcrowded ever, which was really nice.
Oh, yes.
You know, so as a solo cruiser, I would definitely recommend Norwegian for sure. Because if you're in a solo cruiser cabin, you have access 24 hours a day to the solo cruiser cabin's lounge. And there's like continental breakfast, like little pastries. And in the morning they have orange juice and water. And there's always an espresso cappuccino machine there.
Did you meet any other solo cruisers?
I met a couple, but there aren't a lot of people. Well, there weren't on my week. There weren't a lot of younger solo cruisers,
okay,
on the ship. But you know me, I hate people. So I don't really like to talk to people. It's not that I hate people. I'm just very shy.
But you can have the opportunity as in like you could do it all by yourself and not,
yeah,
be bothered by anyone.
Yeah,
and
no.
You also make friends.
You can also meet new people and make friends. I did meet one other person who was about my age. And so he came over because they every evening at 5:30 they had a solo cruisers like meetup in the lounge. And you didn't even have to be a solo cruiser in those special rooms. If you had another room on the ship and you were by yourself, you could
family,
come.
You were family, but you don't, right, have like a couple.
So you could come to the lounge and they would set up dinner for every night. So if you wanted to eat with more than, you know, just yourself, you could have dinner with a bunch of people. And a lot of the people participated in that. Me, I was just kind of like, I kind of want to don't be on a schedule and just kind of go eat when I want and all that. Because Norwegian is known for freestyle cruising. So like you can go eat in one of the dining rooms or somewhere, whatever time. You don't have to sit at a table, like a banquet table, like, right, some of the other cruises.
Like when you're out and about in your own town and you,
yeah,
just go up to the restaurant and you sit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they encourage reservations, but they don't have like certain seatings. You don't have like the early dinner seating and the late dinner seating on the cruise. But you can make a reservation on the app to eat when you want.
Oh, cool.
And if you show up, great. If you don't, you don't get penalized.
How was the food?
Food was good. It was cruise ship food. So it's, you know, for the masses, but the food,
yeah,
is good.
Yeah.
They had a 24-hour buffet and then they had an Irish pub in the middle of the ship that was open 24 hours for food too.
Did you have a favorite that you could think back and you're like, that was so good?
Yes. Yeah, so one of the nights I ate in the Manhattan room, which was one of the main dining rooms,
mm-hmm,
and they had a short rib bolognese, short rib red wine braised bolognese. That was probably the best thing I had on that ship.
Did you reorder it?
I didn't and I should have.
Oh,
I should have, but I didn't. But it was very good. And like the breakfast buffet was awesome. Because I like to get scrambled eggs and put sausage gravy all over my scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And I love bacon. So there was plenty of that to go around.
Oh, yes. But I love buffets.
Yeah, but I kind of treated this cruise like a health and wellness trip because I worked out every day.
That's another thing. The gym is included, right?
Yes, the gym is included. So I worked out every day. It was a great gym. Weight equipment, cardio equipment. You could go whenever you open super early. It was open super late. So I went every day and got a workout in, which I was super proud of.
Was there classes available?
There were classes available for an additional fee. They did have like stretching classes in the mornings that were not additional fees, but they did have a cycle room. They had a spinning room. They had like yoga and they had, I think, like TRX. So like those you could purchase your way into those classes while you were on the boat.
Tell me about the pool. Did they have an adult only?
They did have an adult only area.
Okay.
That had like a little waterfall pool sitting area thing and a couple of jacuzzis. I have a thing about jacuzzis in public. Okay. I don't like to go in jacuzzi, right. Public jacuzzis. But then they had a bar and it was 18 and over only in that area. So that was nice. But then they also had the main pool, which, you know, was really nice too. I'm not really a pool person.
But laying by the pool, do you like that?
I do, but because I am so pale and I burst into flames, I was like, I can't get sun poisoning on this trip because I have nobody to help me get aloe on my back.
Oh, I see.
So I was smart. And so what I did was they had on deck 8, it was called the waterfront. And they had a couple bars on the outside of the deck, but it went all the way around. And around the deck, they had a whole bunch of chairs or like these day bed things.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it was the shady side of the boat, I would go fully clothed to the day beds on there on the shady side. And I would post up there and read my book or listen to a podcast or take a nap even. And I was still outside, but I wasn't in the sun getting sunburnt in a bathing suit, you know, and it being all loud and bands and everything. I just kind of was able to do my own thing. And that was where I was spent like every day.
Okay. You're gonna make me want to book a cruise right now.
It was awesome.
I love relaxing, but like.
It was really relaxing, and you know my job. I'm on social media and my email 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So like the first day and a half were tough. Like it was hard for me to disconnect. I was kind of having withdrawal. I felt like, but once I got past that, I was great. And so it was really nice to not have to be on my phone. I still was on my phone because Norwegian has an app that you can use on the ship free of charge that has a schedule of everything that's happening and where it's happening. So you could figure out where you needed to go.
But you weren't getting notifications from the outside world.
I wasn't getting any notifications from the outside world. I did spend like $30 to send my boss an email on Sunday night because I was panicking about something. But after that, I was like, I'm done. That's it. No more.
Good
no
for
more
you.
Spending money. But I got a facial as we were pulling out of the port.
Extra cost.
Extra cost. Wasn't cheap, but it was very nice. Nice way to start the cruise. So I did that. Yeah. And I didn't get off the boat in any of the ports. Just kind of hung out. They had Burn the Floor is a ballroom show that was on Broadway. So they had those shows on the ship. They had 4 shows during the run of the cruise. And I went to every single one of them because they were so fantastic. Wow. So good. And then they had not a Broadway musical, but it was in England. It was called Six. And it's about the 6 wives of Henry VIII.
Okay.
And it was music and dancing and like a story for like an hour and 15 minutes. And I went to all of those shows too.
Aww.
And then some nights, there were 2 nights where the Burn the Floor dancers would perform in the Manhattan room, which was the main dining room. It was kind of like a supper club, old school supper club. So they had a ballroom floor and all that. And so they would come out and do like a little 20-minute show. And I would make sure I would be at the 5:30 seating for that 6 o'clock show because I love them. They were so good. I was like, I want to be a ballroom dancer. I'm actually thinking about taking ballroom classes.
Oh, because of your trip.
Yeah, because it was so fun and it looked like so much fun.
So the entertainment,
the entertainment was great.
Food
was good. The cabin was great.
Did you do anything else did you do any like bingo or trivia?
They had bingo and they had trivia. I didn't do any of those. I did take ballroom classes. They did ballroom classes with those dancers. So I did a couple of those. But yeah, I just kind of, I read a full book, which we've talked about this. I never finish a book. I always like buy books and either never read them or start them and never finish them.
Accomplishment right there.
Huge accomplishment. So it was a great book. It was the Bob Iger book. Of course it was. which was really good.
If you don't know who Bob Iger is, he's the president and CEO of the Walt Disney World Company.
Yeah, Walt Disney Company.
And his book is brand new.
Brand new. And it's really, really good. I highly recommend it. If you're a Disney fan, I highly recommend it. If you're in a leadership position, I highly recommend it. It's kind of like his story and like the things he's learned about leadership. And you have him on your phone?
Yeah, he got Business Person of the Year from the Time magazine.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good little note there that Disney's heading in a
good direction.
Upright direction.
Yeah. So Norwegian cruise, this is not a paid for. I paid for this out of my pocket.
Right. You just really enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it. And so if you are, you know, I didn't know a lot about solo cruisers, if people did that, if that was a thing. And so I had a friend who had a friend who was a travel agent. And so I called her. And because I originally wanted to go on a Disney cruise, and I'm like, it's getting very expensive for me to do that by myself. And so she was the one who suggested Norwegian, and that they're known for solo cruising. And so it was really nice and a great suggestion. And it was I think just what the doctor ordered. I needed that vacation. So after about day five, I was like, I'm kind of getting bored of me. So I probably could have done like a 4 or 5 day cruise by myself and would have been good. But it was fantastic. So if you're wondering if solo cruising is a thing, it is. And Norwegian actually has a program kind of that caters to that. And you can be as involved as you want to be or not, you know, just go and get a cabin in that area and then just call it a day.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. Oh, my gosh, this makes me want to go on a cruise.
Well,
right,
you're going
to
be going
now,
on a cruise.
I am, but that's going to be a very stressful cruise. And that's the thing. If you're looking to go on a cruise either solo or with family or with friends or whatever, you could pretty much pick your own adventure type of thing.
Yeah,
you could be super
relaxed,
active,
chill. Oh, yeah.
Or really, really relaxed. Like, you go out on the ports and do jet skiing and rock climbing and all this fun stuff depending on where you're going. Or you could just chill out by the pool every day and go get massages and read a book.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of used it as a health and wellness kind of thing. And they did have some like movies that ran in the rooms. So there were a couple days, like the first day and a half where I wasn't really leaving my room that much. And then I'm like, you got to go and get out of the room. They also showed Christmas Vacation on like the third or fourth night.
Oh,
and I got
nice.
Stuck watching that whole thing. So that was a nice way. But it was really weird because I got on the ship on the 30th.
Okay.
So 2 days after Thanksgiving. And at the port, it was just the port. I get off the ship on December 7th, and the port is decorated for Christmas. And I'm like, what happened? It's like I went away, and all of a sudden it's Christmas. So, yeah, it was really nice. And we had great weather, too, so we got really lucky.
Okay. But, and the last question I had was, did you get seasick?
I did not.
Perfect.
I've never gotten seasick on a cruise ship, knock on wood. I wear the seasickness bands, the nausea bands. I don't even know if they do anything, but I was okay.
Just to level you out or something.
Right? I guess so. It's pressure point stuff. And I just put them on when I get on the ship because I don't want to find out if I get seasick. I just want to be able to head it off at the pass. But I was good. The first day and a half, we were rocking pretty good because we went out and around. So we were really in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
But after that, it was good. And I didn't get sick at all. So,
and nice.
But one of the people on the ship, one of the workers told me that if you do get seasick, what one tip they have is that you go get ginger ale and you take a gulp of it, but you keep it in your mouth for a little bit and like let the bubbles and the ginger and everything like coat the inside of your mouth and then swallow it, and that should help you.
Okay.
And then like candied ginger too.
Ginger
helps with a lot.
The best.
I know, I've been sipping ginger tea for like the last 3 days because I think I came back with a cold.
Oh no.
Or I got the cold that everybody had when I got back.
No, that sounds
yeah.
Right.
Yay. But so you get off the ship and you have a cold. Woohoo.
Oh, great. But they have an infirmary too. They have like seasickness pills and all that. I know
I always get Dramamine before I go.
Okay.
Just
yeah,
to have
that's
it.
That's always good to have. My cousin that I went on a cruise with years ago, she got really bad seasickness, but what she did, she got Dramamine from the infirmary, and then we were at the Nassau port. She went out on leveled land and then came back and didn't get it back.
Oh, that's good.
So that is another good little tip. Just go out on the port, go relax a little bit, and come back on the boat.
The day I got back, though, because you're on a boat for a week, and so you get used to the motion, and I was in Target with a friend of mine, and I had to, like, I about fell over. Because all of a sudden, like, my body was like, oh, you're back on solid land. Like, you're not moving anymore.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I was like, I need coffee and I need a chair.
I'm like, is she drunk?
No, just coming off a boat for a week.
Aftermath.
But it was great.
Good. So, I'm glad to hear.
Highly recommend.
And you can
not
solo
pay for
cruise.
Advertisement. And you can solo cruise and nobody thinks it's weird. Although I did have like two grandmothers try to set me up with their grandsons. You know,
like, yeah, no.
Well, they were Jewish. They were like, oh, you know, he's Jewish. And I go, oh, I'm Catholic. And they're like, that's okay. I'm like, oh, wow. How bad is it, really?
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay.
So, yeah, but, you know, you can meet people if you want. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You get to choose, like you said, choose your own adventure. All right, so now I want to hear about your adventure at Rise of the Resistance.
It's not long, but I'm just going to let you know the new ride is amazing. It's okay. All what they have said. All the media have talked about how they've seen like the backside of Rise of Resistance, the ride, but they hadn't gone on it. And I was like, they were like, it's going to be the most amazing ride ever.
Okay.
And I was like on the fence because I was like, is it going to be amazing?
Or
I don't
is
know.
It not?
Or is it not? Because I do love Smuggler's Run.
Right.
Millennium Falcon, Smuggler's Run at Galaxy's Edge. But I didn't think it was the best ride I've ever been on.
Right.
I think it's good. I don't think it's amazing. This ride, though?
Game changer?
Game changer. And it's not a roller coaster.
Okay.
So it's a trackless ride as well, very similar to Remy's Ratatouille Adventure that's coming to Epcot. And another thing, you have to know the trilogy that's going on right now with Kylo Ren and Rey and Poe and Finn to kind of get it. Because if you are just a original Star Wars fan, like Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, you're going to be like, what the heck? Who are these people?
Right.
Because this is a whole new adventure with the new trilogy characters.
Okay.
And you're going through a lot of similar things that you've seen in the movies. And it's bringing you here and it's bringing you there. And it's a very fast-paced ride, but you're not going fast in the vehicle.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
So things are going on around you. And if you are not caught up with Star Wars, you're going to be like, I don't know any of this stuff.
Okay.
And it might deter you from to think that it is not a good ride.
Okay.
So just putting that out there that if you don't really know it, you might feel discouraged.
So hit up Wikipedia before you go on
the
ride?
Yes, yes. Or, you
do
know,
some research?
Watch the movies maybe. Or, yeah, just get to know the characters, the new characters, because it's all about the new characters, not about any of Luke Skywalker, Leia, Darth Vader. It's all the new ones. Anyway, getting back to the ride, there's about three or four ride vehicles, like ride simulations, in the same ride.
Okay.
So when you get into the ride, it's very much a woodsy feeling because the Resistance is hiding.
Right.
So you're going to the Resistance. You're walking through some of their like lockers and all that jazz, and they're trying to get you on a mission. So they're like, okay, we're going with the Resistance. You see Poe, you see BB-8, you see Rey, and you get past this, you get to the line to this room where they brief you on the mission, and then they put you in the first ride vehicle. Very similar to if you ever been on Escape from Gringotts.
Yes.
How that's an elevator.
Yeah.
It is not an elevator, it's more of a ship, but it's still moving, so you have to hold on to the rails on the side. And it takes you into a Star Destroyer, which when you walk out of the little ship, the Resistance ship, because you get caught by the bad guy.
Oh.
And it brings you this big room that has a bunch of stormtroopers. And if you've seen the photos online, it's a huge, ginormous room that has a bunch of stormtroopers. It could scare the kids a little bit, I think. But if you're a little Star Wars geek like me, like you're just like taking all these photos, and they let you take photos because you get into another line.
Oh, wow.
To get into the next ride vehicle.
Oh, so, wow. It's like a progressive ride.
It is. And it's all a story. You're going through the story together.
So you think you're in a line, but it's really part of the ride.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That kind of cuts down on the wait time.
It does. It does. And it doesn't make you feel like you waited as long as you actually did.
That's smart.
Right. And so then you get into the actual quote unquote ride vehicle. And I won't spoil it from here, but then you go off on this ride vehicle that is not very high paced, but it's the one that's the trackless ride. And it is just very immersive. I don't know how big this thing actually is because it is about like a 12-minute ride.
Really?
Yes. And
that's not including like when you're in the stormtrooper room?
No, it's all included in that.
Oh, okay.
But the ride itself is about like 5-6 minutes.
Okay.
That's a pretty long ride. Yeah. And I feel like it's worth it compared to like the 2-minute like roller coaster you could go on. So very immersive. Lots going on. You are moving here, you're moving there. It feels like it's more than it actually is. Because I bet you if you looked at the ride vehicle from afar, you're just like, oh, I'm just doing that. But it's just everything that's going on around you.
Okay.
So I feel like every time you ride, it feels like a more different experience depending on what angle you're looking at.
How many times have you ridden it?
I've only ridden it once. But some people that I talk to in line, that's another thing. With the ride, since it's brand new,
we had to join a virtual queue.
Okay.
So we went to Hollywood Studios the day after Rise of Resistance opened, and we were checking the My Disney Experience app the day that it opened on December 5th, and my fiance was like, there's no wait time for the ride. Is it broken down? And we were just questioning that, but then we looked back, and then we looked at there was a virtual queue. So we were like, we need to plan ahead. So on the 6th, we got there at 6 a.m., joined the virtual queue. They had the park already open by that time. All the rides were open at 6 a.m.,
wow.
even though it said it wasn't going to be open until 9 a.m.
Oh.
Right. Wow. So they had cast members there. Rides were open. So we joined the virtual queue, and we decided to ride all the other rides in Hollywood Studios while we wait for our time to come about. Our virtual number was 39. We didn't get to ride mm-hmm. until 2 p.m. that day.
Wow. And you got there at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They had given out all the virtual numbers by 8:30.
Oh, wow.
Before the park even opened. So people were coming in at 9 a.m.
and not
expecting to be able to ride.
That
they were
stinks.
Not. So if you plan on going in the next couple of weeks, especially with the holiday season, get there early.
Yeah.
Because you could end up getting there at 8 a.m. and they could give out all the numbers.
Wow.
And they were having issues with the ride, so they even had to empty out the queue a couple times.
Well, and that's to be expected when it's a new
course,
ride, too.
Of course. So I think it's worth it. We didn't have to actually wait in an actual line until 2. We got to go around
other
the park.
Things.
You could go to other parks. You could go back to your resort. We were considering doing that, but we didn't want to risk it. Even though the window they give you, they say, hey, 39, group 39, you have them until 2 hours to ride. So you can go back to your resort, sleep.
Right.
And then when your time comes about, they'll give a notification on your phone and you go in.
Wow. That virtual queue thing is going to be life-changing, I think. I wonder if they'll keep it around.
I hope they do because look what happened with Escape from Gringotts. It ended up being like a 10-hour wait.
It was crazy.
And I don't know. I think it's going more virtual. But you still have to wait in a line. So don't think that you're going to like...
So when you come back after your number is called, you wait in a line.
You wait
so
in
how
a
long
line.
Did you wait?
To get to the first ride vehicle, I waited about like 15 minutes.
That's
so
nothing.
It was like, nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing. I can wait 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's when it gets to be like 20, 25 and you're like
but
tired of standing here.
In front of me in line, this is his third time riding.
Wow.
I'm like, how is that fair? But Disney actually fixed it. They, before the first 3 days, if you got there at like 4 a.m. or whatever, and you got one of the first virtual queue numbers, right when you redeemed it, you could go back into the app and be on another virtual line. So they removed that capability.
Okay.
It's not fair to the people who get there at 9 a.m. I guess like the early bird gets the worm. I get it.
I get it.
But I think Disney was like, you know what?
We need to
control
this a little
bit. We have to make it more fair to the people who don't come often.
Yeah. Well, it sounds amazing. And it sounds like I need to do some homework before I go on it. But
yes. That is Rise of Resistance and your lovely
my cruise. There were no stormtroopers on my cruise. I would have been a little worried if there had been.
So we're running short on time. So I was going to let you know that USA Today was doing a vote for the best new theme park attraction to debut in 2019.
Awesome.
A lot of our stuff are on there for the Central Florida.
Okay.
The Disney Skyliner, Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure, the Lego Movie World, Sesame Street Land, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, The Whole Land, and Tigress. So if you wanted to vote, you could go to USA Today and you could vote for your favorite from now until vote once per day until polls close on Monday, December 30th at noon Eastern Standard Time. And they will decide who the winner is and announce by Friday, January 10th.
Very cool. So if one of those is one of your favorites, get on there and vote for it. And for our theme park tip of the week, Michaela, what you got?
So if you're visiting the Walt Disney World theme parks, I found this cookie stroll that they have that they don't really like talk about it a lot, but someone on Instagram I saw had it. And I thought, okay, these cookies, they have 6 of them all throughout the park. I was like, they're probably $6 a
cookie. No, $2.50 per cookie. I think that's affordable.
That is.
And I only had one. I had the gingerbread cookie at the American Adventure Pavilion. But you could collect all six and collect the stamps in your little passport book that they give you. That's free. And they're only $2.50 per cookie. So you could get all six of them and share them with your group and decide which one's your favorite cookie of the cookie stroll.
Gotta love a good cookie at this time of year. I like a good molasses cookie.
Oh, same.
Not gingerbread. Molasses.
Yeah.
There's a difference. Anyway, all right. Well, thank you so much. Hopefully you enjoyed this extended version of Theme Parks and Rec since we missed a couple weeks because of the holidays. Don't forget to catch a new episode every Thursday. Michaela, anything else you want to add?
No, but we've covered a lot.
We covered a lot. So thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.